This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush recently signed into law a bill which will decontrol natural gas prices. This law ends a long and muddled period of price control in the natural gas industry. In a minute, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Bush recently signed into law a bill which will decontrol natural gas prices. This comes 11 years after Congress started to deregulate gas prices in 1978. Artificial prices, which are often higher than the prices which are found in the free market, end up costing consumers more on their utility bills. Additionally, these prices established by Congress or the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission have no bearing on the real world, on what is happening in OPEC or with world oil prices. The problem is, Ted, that we do expect our nation's producers to compete in the very real world. It's a good law, Ted. What's the view of a Northeaster who wants cheap gas and doesn't care where it comes from?
Al, I voted for that law, too, in order to end the last vestiges of those price controls. Deregulation makes sense now. In the current economic climate, the controls had become a dead letter, and it was time for their repeal. But there are still real differences between us, Al. Price controls for oil and natural gas were essential in the heyday of the Arab oil embargo and the OPEC cartel of the 1970s. Prices were going through the roof, and U.S. oil and gas producers were gouging consumers and reaping what the late Senator Scoop Jackson called obscene profits. I hope those days never come again, Al. Democrats led the fight in the 1970s to impose controls when they were needed, and we did it over the irresponsible opposition of Republicans like yourself, who put the profits of big oil ahead of the public interest. If OPEC pulls that trick again, I'll be right there fighting to protect consumers. Frankly, Al, that's where you belong, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.